Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God, I hope this works. We are just having the worst time. Every time I've tried to get on today, it's been horrible. Can you fucking hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
God damn.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I think that's all we got to do. Do it twice.
Do it twice? That doesn't help. I can't copy anything I did, which is why the fucking shit looks like a bunch of letters. It looks like someone was fucking having a seizure and tried typing. That's what it looks like. Looks like I got Parkinson's over here.
Oh, shit, dude. Hey, I forgot about that shit. They ain't got a cure for that yet. Last nigga
Michael
I knew
J.
had that
Fox
was Muhammad Ali.
Would love a career, I'm sure.
That's fucked up, dude.
All right, well, we got some stuff to talk about. I don't know if anyone's going to join. I should probably change the title now that we're here. We here. We her. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
That'll do, pig. That'll fucking do.
That'll do, pig. That'll do. I'm typing that. Dave. We her. He is her.
He is her and I'm him.
Well, the tags are simply just like babbling here. Whatever. I'll fix it later. Excuse me. So my mom got Matilda a new toy called the Grumbler or some shit like that. And he burps. And he grumbles and he growls.
Oh, shit.
I guess that's me in the morning.
Yeah, that's definitely you.
Definitely me. I'm definitely not a morning person.
Oh, my God.
And before
oh,
we
no.
get on to our... I want to take a moment of silencio. For my ex-boss. She died on my fucking birthday. So, I take a moment of silence while I smoke weed.
Oh my God, dude. Jesus Christ, you gotta take everything to the extreme.
I'm gonna smoke weed on her behalf as well. And I'm gonna play a song that she likes while I do it. Because I'm pretty sure the funeral's happening. Or I may have missed it at this point. So, I'm going to play the song that she liked from Riz that we when we saw her. Let's see if it does it. So I can get, there you go. Yeah. This is for you, Seth. Thank you. All right. Moment of silence or of loudness for our lovely Stephanie Lovett. Rest in peace and pieces, I guess. Terrible death joke.
That's horrible, man. Stop.
I love that woman. Are you kidding me? She was the most amazing girl I've ever met in my life, and very sad that to hear that it ended in such a way. And she will be missed, and I will never forget her. But we danced to that song in the food truck. And she let me go run off and see the rest of the Res concert that we worked, because we were working the venue for the vendors for that. So I will always remember that. Moving on. Love you. I miss you, and you will be missed. And I will never forget you. She was the coolest lady ever. No, she was awesome. You would have loved her.
A friend of Zen's is a friend of mine, you know.
You'll be happy to know that we've reached over 8,000 people so far on our Facebook.
That's very nice to hear.
And there's more. We can see everywhere, everyone who clicks on our stuff. My child's awake at 11:14. That works out. So far in the last 28 days, 294 engagements, 3,324 just on this. We have a boost. Posted a boosted post that's finishing in 2 days. This one boosted post I did, I don't know which one it is, but I don't want to click on it because I hate listening to myself. So, but it's got people. But
over that, dude. I don't understand why. I used to be like
no,
that, too.
Annoying. I don't like it. Like,
yeah,
listening
but,
to my songs that I make when I have to actually do vocals, that's different.
Uh-huh.
But, like, talking on this and doing videos, it's not the same.
I have a bad voice, though. I don't understand. Like, my voice, I think, sounds more fucking...
You have a radio voice, though. But we're almost to the point to where we can run ahead. You have a voice for radio. You have a voice for TV. You could be on TV.
Who, me?
Yeah. You have a voice for radio.
Dude, I have a high-pitched type of voice. No way. I think my voice sounds stupid.
does anyone remember Sway from MTV?
You sound more for radio than me. I can tell you that much. If you don't believe that, I don't know what the fuck is your problem.
No, I was a fucking DJ at a strip club. I had to talk on the microphone. Yes, I do microphones well and voiceovers and stuff. I do that okay. I just don't like,
and my voice,
like listening to myself. Your voice is what?
My voice changes, dude. Like, the voice when I talk at work, I talk to my friends, it's three different voices, you know? And then when I talk to my parents and stuff, or my mom and stuff, it's different too. So, because I have an accent when I talk to them. So,
Ready? Okay. So, evangelical activist Mary Colbert believes climate change is caused by sin and humans should repent to counteract it. You are infinitely stupid. please get the fuck out of my gene pool.
No, bro.
It's not carbon dioxide. It's sin. Sin, I tell you. It's making the sun hotter. Repent. All of you. All of you, I say. Fucking God. Get out of here. So this is one sexy pirate. That's one sexy pirate. I'll say that. Let's see. There is... Oh, this is sweet, ironic justice. South African big game bagger, Sianis Bapa, 51, was leading a hunt in Zimbabwe on Friday when his group accidentally walked into the path of a herd of breeding elephants near Hwang National Park. Hwangi? It sounds like Hwangi is what it looks like. And three of the elephant cows charged at them. Oh yeah, let's see how this goes.
Oh,
what color do you think he is? All right, what race do you think he is?
You gotta be white.
Bingo. Big game hunter was killed when an elephant collapsed on him.
Niggas ain't going through all that trouble, that's what I figured.
Earned a degree in psychology and anthropology in 1991. Then he began hunting full time. You piece of shit. He started a hunting farm with his wife, Carrie Botha. They're African. They're white Africans from Africa. Eventually, Botha established private hunting ranches in Zimbabwe, Botswana, and South Africa. This is bullshit. His group was surprised, and he fired at them, and then he was surprised by a fourth elephant cow that rammed into him from the side. He lifted him with her trunk. Another hunter shot the elephant. The elephant collapsed on top of him, killing him. Survived by his wife and their five children. His body was transferred to the hospital, mortuary, the day after he was killed. Wow.
Great crack.
They're from South Africa. Well, good job, elephant, and that's sad, and all you motherfuckers should just fucking die. Die, die. Die, die. Die, die. Die, die, die. If you, dark, lovely ladies out there are into the magics, Moonfire Essentials, check them the guys out there on Facebook. And right now they got dark, lustful candles with crystals in them. In the bitch, she packs them shits full of shits. Instant spell, bam, light it, all done. Call it a day. Yay, a tropical cyclone will form in the Gulf of Mexico this week. When the fuck is this shit gonna be over? System in the Gulf has 100% chance of becoming a tropical cyclone. Suck my balls. Wait a minute. Starfish have their mouths at the center of their body, and mermaids use starfish at bras. They're using them as bras. Good question. What do you think, Sean? What are your thoughts?
You say what color you think they are?
No, you didn't hear me, did you?
I heard you say something about starfish and mermaids.
Okay. Starfish.
You know, because you refer to me as a starfish, so I'm.
Starfish have their mouths at the center of their body. And mermaids use starfish as bras.
And he's. Hold on, he's flag on the play, man. They have
flag on the play. What that, kind of stinky shit is this? What you got?
I heard you say they have this mouth that is part of their body.
Okay, so
that,
the mermaid is using the starfish as a bra. The mouth is in the middle. Yeah, bra. Starfish. Starfish are
That's
alive.
Awesome.
They have mouths.
That's awesome. I wish I was a starfish now, for real.
Oh, man.
I mean, what do you want me to say? Dude, that's like sucking titty all day long.
It's very interesting. Very. That's a very, very interesting.
You're using me as a sucker. I mean, what the fuck? Should I be mad about this? I'm just being
real. Out. We see you, mermaids. We know what you're doing. Dirty starfish sex. Dude, Trump was booed at the Washington Nationals game.
Yeah,
and I couldn't be more proud of you fucking people. I couldn't be more fucking proud of you. Thank you to the stadium. And as far from what the story said, like, it had more people than the people who support Trump. And when it made that likeness, it made me even happier. I got video of this shit, and, like, you can hear them say, lock him up, and you can see them all, like, booing the fuck out of him. I'm going to play this really quick because I feel like this is triumphant. This is fucking epic. They're fucking literally booing and saying, lock him up. Is that not, like, the most perfect thing you've ever heard? I don't know if anybody's listening to us tonight. I have no idea. But to let y'all know, this week, it is not only Halloween for you muggles out there, but it's also Samhain for me and all the others alike. So this week, we're going to be on at the nighttime. We're going to see what kind of ghouls we bring out. And we're going to be doing some other stuff. I'm also thinking about trying to do a seance over the radio.
To the yard.
My milkshake continuously brings fucktards to the yard. Let's see what else we can bring in. Speaking of ghosts, you know what I'm about to talk about. Where the fuck are all these marks coming from that keep appearing on me? They start burning, and then it's weird. It's horrible. I have several, and this has happened to me a couple of times, and it literally on my back, I now have a bunch of different little scars in different areas, and it keeps looking like I've been whipped. I'm not happy. And yeah, but I would like for this part to stop. This is not stigmata. And I definitely should be getting paid. Why aren't I getting paid? Why?
Well,
where's my money? I want money for this.
Where's my money? You're so stupid, bro.
I want money for this.
Work like that. You can understand better than anybody.
Yeah, but this is bullshit, and I'm tired of it. And when I bring over some sage to my work, I don't think my boss is going to understand what I'm doing.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the way to fucking add to the fucking drama that they want to fucking know about. Good job.
Well, I will tell you guys, I am having a very strange fucking thing. And I will say this morning when we did try and do our show, we deleted that show because nobody was on it. And it wasn't what we wanted it to be. And we wanted to use our hour for tonight. But something happened in my room while we were doing our show, and it was weird. And I can't find any glass. I don't see anything exploded. But lately, stuff Sean, mine, and my brother's room, my work, and here, and at Sean's, glass has been just exploding for no reason. So I don't know what's going on, but who knows? We'll get to the bottom of it somehow. Now, if I could just, not come home with a bunch of fucking things that hurts. Like, it hurts. It physically hurts to take a shower. So, when the water hits them, it's like an open wound. It's horrible. I feel like I got a whip, like, wound. Like, my skin's open. It's fucking weird. I can't explain this. All right, next on the roster. Rudy Giuliani butt-dialed an NBC News reporter while he was talking to someone about needing money in Biden. You know you're fucked when your own ass tries to send you to jail. That's funny. That is funny.
Fuck that man. If he gonna give me some motherfucking money, or help me out with these fucking crackers across the creek.
Ah, man, I tell you, I'm ready to start my next 3-day vacation. It was like I got an interlude, went back to work, and I'm going back on vacation.
You don't bring some Rudy fucking Giuliani. Who the fuck is that?
Did you really just ask me who that is? Bro,
no,
that's Trump's lawyer. That's Trump's lawyer. He's in trouble.
Okay, I just was being sarcastic.
Okay, thank you. I'm like, I thought you were being serious for a second. You really had me convinced.
Fuck.
It's very good sarcasm.
I'm kind of stupid, but... No, I know who the fuck he is. He's the one who cleaned up New York City.
Yeah, he was.
Supposedly.
He's also a complete asshat. All right, so I've got something. And I've been holding on to stuff and collecting up to this point, and I'm going to read this. And this is going to begin our Halloween segment. Now, for those of you who are following the History X, that's still ongoing, but we can't, like, fill up our lives with... We've got other stuff to talk about than just fucking the horrific shit that Americans have done to African people that were brought over here and then acclimated to America and went through all this shit. That's on another show, so don't worry. That's still ongoing. But this week, we're going to take a break from that, and we're going to do our Halloween stuff, and we're just going to do whatever the fuck we want to do because it's our show, right? Righto. We can do whatever the hell we want, which is what I do. Sometimes I do this show in the nude. Yes, that's right. I do this show in the nude. So, anyway, I've got some stuff. And this will begin our... Well, it's almost, it's 11:31, so it's actually, you know, this will open our door to this week, which is going to be goth-related, probably dumb to a lot of people, but I don't care. It's Halloween, bitches.
Get your mind right.
My mind is right. My mind is very... I am on brains right now.
Talk about the other listeners.
Yes, them too. Get on your brains. My mind's fucking way right now on brains. Brains. All right, so I've got some of the most terrifying creatures that have ever inhabited the planet. Certainly, there is no need for an insect that purposefully takes control of other bugs like puppets. oh, this is, like, real shit. Yay, these are terrifying. Flying eggs and cockroaches. Emerald jewel wasp. It reproduces by stinging a cockroach and paralyzing it with its venom. As the cockroach goes mad from the venom in its brain, the wasp then bites off the end of its antennas. It then leads the half-paralyzed, brain-dead cockroach along by its antenna, using it as a lead toward its burrow. Inside the burrow, it lays eggs inside the roach, then buries it alive, while in its tomb, the larvae will have hatched from within the cockroach, and over a period of a week, feed off the cockroach while it's still alive, and they will eat the organs before growing up to go repeat the process themselves, and they will break out of the little tomb and go find themselves a cockroach. There is a scarier version of the emu. Didn't know that, but emu tastes very good. The terror bird, which lived in South America some time ago, was like 3 meters tall, and it was a taller version of an emu, and had a giant beak, which it used to smash its prey to bits and pieces. Could also run pretty fast. The worst part, no consideration of space. In the Jurassic period, the Dankosaurus, yes, that's right, Dankosaurus, sounds like a weed dinosaur, was by the most terrifying creature that ever lived on the planet. There aren't many fossils, but in 1990, the paleontologist Kyle Munster, this is perfect, this is a perfect article, look at that, uncovered a series of skeletons at different ages which showed how the dinosaur changed through different ages, and it was equally terrifying through different age brackets. As a baby, it is essentially an on-land octopus with spikes on each of their 17 legs, and as an adult, its torso grew to a whopping 17 by 25 meters. Its fangs could crush a car, and its legs spread out reached a length of 50 meters. Fortunately, it was a vegetarian. However, it is presumed that it was naturally aggressive. Munster, who also uncovered the fossil, was haunted by the sight of it and eventually convinced his financiers to keep it out of public sight, which caused an uproar in the scientific community at the time. Today, the fossil's whereabouts are still a subject of massive speculation. From the positioning of the fossils, they were able to determine some of the social characteristics of the species, which suggested that they had very little consideration for personal space, an affinity towards an incessant bullying, and communicated at a volume that was intentionally irritating to the community. It's like Squidwards, a bunch of Squidwards. I can see him with a clarinet. They were also thought to have a system of communication through drawings and carving similar in a sense to how we would communicate on modern social media. But it used it primarily as a means to gain sympathy from others rather than at all utility for survival. I don't know. That sounds kind of scary and made up. Sounds like someone's on some weed and other drugs. I don't believe that one bit. The jewel bug exists, though, but not that other one. No way. No way. I got a bunch of pirates showing up everywhere, and I'm just like, all right, should I just be, like, a pirate? Maybe an evil pirate.
Be gonna lick it, man.
So, I have an island covered in rubber bands. Remote island covered in thousands of elastic bands. This is where our hair ties are going, ladies. And gentlemen, those of you who buy hair ties like we do and then never have any? We know what you did on Tuesday 5 years ago, 3 p.m. But we don't know where the fuck our hair tie is, trust me. We don't. So, like, there's a remote island covered in thousands of elastic bands. Picture a remote uninhabited island sitting just off the coast of Cornwall. Now picture it with thousands of elastic bands. How? Experts initially couldn't figure it out, considering Molian Island is so remote that a permit is required to visit it. So what was the explanation? Ghosts. Ghosts! Look at that. I just found this on accident. The shit keeps happening.
Wow.
A unique strain of fish obsessed with bringing multicolored plastic bands ashore, is it? Or an altogether more realistic prospect? My tongue got in the way, it's huge. Obviously, it was the latter. Although the reality wasn't too far away from the second option. Though, I will go with ghosts. As the National Trust Rangers soon realized seabirds were behind the mysterious elastic bands. That was going to be my next answer, was birds. Birds or a plane dropped a bunch. So we're going to go with birds. Right, birds? To be more specific, the phenomenon is thought to be caused by great black-backed and herring gulls, who have been mistaking the bands for food while feeding in agricultural fields close to the island. After ingesting the elastic bands, the birds then return to Molian Island to deposit them at roosting sites. So they're shitting all these bands out, some of them. Yep. As per the press release, small bundles of green fishing net and twine were also discovered among the undigested food, lightly mistaken by the gulls for tasty morsels floating on the surface of the sea. This is why all the, you know, wanting the garbage out of the sea and taking nets out and stuff like that, and pollution, how important it is to, like, regulate that shit.
Yeah.
We should be eating hemp. Everything that you can make with plastic, you can make with hemp, and then over time it is biodegradable. It does, you know, if it's left outside in conditions, it will dissolve and go back to the earth.
Yeah.
It's natural. Like, everything that's plastic or mostly made, even some of our shampoos and conditioners, just like on that one episode, it's got oils in it. If we make plastic from oil, like crude oil, it comes through and out of the plastic, which is why when you get earplugs, you have to be careful where you get your earplugs, because if it's made from plastic that's made with oils, crude oil, that shit seeps into your skin, and it can make you really sick. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's important. Like, literally, we're regurgitating them up or shitting them out. And it was a sanctuary for nesting, so baby trout probably died reading this. Started eating it. I'm reading this. Thinking two things at the same time. Swear to God. Swear to God. I got asked. Oh, there's a person. Like, I don't know if they're just listening. Oh, you can't see the show anymore, can you? I didn't even know that. You know, I didn't know that you weren't on anymore, like, able to even do stuff.
How?
Hello, you're on That's the Tea with the Zombie Tea Party.
Yes, hi, how are you? Are you doing readings?
I can do one. We got 25 minutes.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Happy Sunday.
Yay. I'm glad. I was wondering if someone was going to show up. We tried going on this morning, and it just was like a bust. So We just saved
no, it's because the way it's printed, look like it's not a show. Like, it's different letters and stuff. It doesn't really say a show.
Yeah, I got mad. Honest, I'm going to be really candid with you right now. We tried going on, and there was no sound. And when I sit down and I have to write all this stuff out, I get mad, and I just start pounding the keys because I want to get off the radio show.
Well, thank you. I would like to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Trey.
Absolutely. Let me shuffle these babies real quick. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Yep, we're still rocking the NJ. Yep, I'm super popular over there. I'm glad that you called. Hey, I was waiting for you.
Thank you. I'm glad you had your show.
Thank you. Okay, so what I want you to do, breathe in, breathe out, relax, and you will probably feel something. I'm going to find you on the grid, and you'll know. You'll know I'm there. And then we're going to pull cards, and let's see what's going on. All right? And go.
Thank you.
All righty. What I did was I drew present, past, future, final outcome, and foundation, but I laid two sets, so it's kind of like a mirroring image of you both, kind of mirroring what both of you think is going on in the relationship, I guess, so to speak. So, well, you've got the major arcana. In your present position right now, you have the Hierophant, but also the Hermit. So that leads me to believe one of you is more reserved and the other one is not so much, but also, like, follows certain rules in certain ways, has a way of kind of, like, I guess you could say routine life. Kind of have their ways about things, if that sounds
correct,
your personality-wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So you have your strong silent type and reserved, doesn't really share that much emotion, but when it is, it's kind of like a big deal.
Yes.
Okay. So, all right. In your recent past, you have the Seven of Pentacles and the Three of Swords. So that leads me to believe there has been some mixed emotions here and a little bit of heartstring pulling. Maybe even a little fear of a breakup. Usually the Three of Swords is like an emotion, very, very thick emotions in, within the heart. And it usually, when it's the Swords, usually means like a breakup impending or we are getting over through a breakup. But it's sitting in your past with some Pentacles, the Seven, which usually is about choices. Could be a job, as long as, and many other things as well, and aspects, because the Pentacles is like home, but it also means money. So I'm going to throw a card on this. Yes. Okay. So I drew another card on top of that just to kind of give some clarification, and I got the King of Cups. Does someone feel toyed with often in the mind with this? This is emotion, lots of emotions here. Basically, what's on this card, to give you a good picture about what the King of Cups insinuates, he is a very dark figure, and there's a woman standing in front of him, and he's got his grips on her mentally. She's got her hands to her head, and there's a darkness behind him. Usually this represents older male figure, depending on how it's sitting. But in this setting, with the swords and everything, it kind of seems like this person has reserved feelings, but kind of throws them out and takes them back. Does that make sense? Do I still have you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I was like, yeah, yeah, I was saying, yeah, I'm sorry. Which one of us is doing that?
Well, it kind of feels like it's him a little bit. Is he more reserved than you?
Yes.
Okay. So in your recent past, which is leading up to the reason why we're doing this spread, I suppose, it's given you a little bit of you don't know what's going on with him. Like your personalities aren't fitting all the time. Well,
yeah.
Right now, and I'm going to throw a card on top of this one, because we have your foundation for, or your current situation right now. Okay, so I threw another card on top of your Hermit and the Hierophant, which that represents the two persons, the two personalities. And you have the Two of Pentacles. So basically, you try and compromise a lot. The duality, you try and make it work. And this, the Two of Pentacles is not just about the duality of making things work. It also means like home and you know, making everything and all aspects of life work around each other, like juggling, basically. So it's like a compromising where you're throwing kind of a little bit more percentage than he is. Usually when something like that really is big, a big tell on that is usually the six of pentacles, because it's usually someone giving and holding someone else and like really giving to them and not getting much in return. So I'm going to throw another card on top of your future. Now you have the Justice card, you have the Two of Wands, and you have the Six of Swords. So whatever it is you're going through, it's more of an emotional time and less communication. It's like you need to, and it sucks trying to communicate with someone like this because it's not easy to try and get break through the walls because they don't know how to really express their feelings without feeling stupid, really, is what it is. We feel dumb the way that we feel, and we don't want to be judged even by someone that we love. I don't see like a breakup, but you do have the Justice card, so we want, you know, we treat others as we want to be treated. So really, the ball's in your court, how you want to do things. Your foundation is the Knave of Swords and the Empress. So basically the ball is in your court, but there is a little bit of immaturity in the mentality of the mind in some of it, and it's probably his because the woman is more mature than the guy usually, especially when it comes to the relationship and love stuff most of the time. Well, in this sense, yeah, the ball is in your court, and you can try and make it work to the way that you want to, but it also is up to him as well. But in the end, your final outcome is the Six of Wands and the Three of Pentacles. So no breakup impending, no impending doom, and I'm going to throw another card on top of that.
Thank you.
You do have the reverse Five of Wands, so we're going to address that. Let's see what we got here. You don't always have to come out on top. Accept compromises and apologies and reprioritize. See what I was saying? See? See there? No impending doom. It will go how it's supposed to, but you can, like it said, try and give him a little bit more time to explain himself. No, there's no other woman. There's nobody else. I see no other person. Just a bunch of mixed emotions, so you may rest easy on that part. Did that help? Oh man, I hope we didn't lose her. Are you still with us? Oh, I heard something.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I must have hit mute. I must have hit mute by mistake. I was talking. I was saying, yeah, you're going to live long. That was my question. And I'm saying, but that's what we're arguing about. Somebody, an ex, posted something I didn't like. And I'm saying, why did she do that?
Well, let me see. Let's see if we've got. Honestly, I don't feel anything here about another person directly involved between you guys yet. That is the word yet. I threw out a wild card, and you do have the Two of Swords. So you could make it a big deal, or you can lay down your rules and what you expect, and you just want to know the honest truth and for him to always be honest with you. Your wild card is the Two of Swords, meaning this is your duality. This is the moment of either make or break on the situation. This is where your Knave of Swords comes in. The Knave of Swords in this section of the love section, it makes us a little bit quick to jump and to assume, and we get a little bit immature, and we kind of kick our own ass, basically, by making things happen, even though they're not happening yet. Because we just kind of speak it into existence by forcing the situation. So I think right now, there is no woman directly involved, but if you are feeling like this is going to be a problem, now is the time to start bringing about that compromising and try and get to the bottom of this is what I want and this is what I don't want. And if he respects you and loves you, he will X her out. When I'm in a relationship, I generally do not let people, I don't let just anyone on my, like, Facebook and what have you, but if I'm in a relationship and if someone says something wrong, I tell them that's not okay, I delete that comment, and I take that person off, you know, out of respect for the person that I'm with. So this can go either way, but no, there is no woman directly in contact yet. She's just trying to butt into the conversation. So you can take the stiletto as you wish and use it how you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfect sense.
Well, okay. That's the tea, babe. I'm glad I could help.
You were amazing. How do we reach you outside of this, Farina?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so do you have something handy to write this down?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can contact me on email, and then I'll send you more personal information. Z-E-N, that's Zen, Z-E-N, dot, that's the T, exactly how it sounds, that's the T, all one word. At gmail.com, and just write me, and then I'll give you more personal info to reach me directly.
Okay, zen.that's the T.
Yep, that's the T at gmail.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a blessed day, and do reach us again. We would love to hear from you.
Oh, thank you so much. Do I need to apologize since the person put that up there to start trouble?
Oh, no, girl, don't apologize. Just let them both know this is your relationship and let her know where she stands with you and where you stand with him, and then he's got to make a decision, hands down. And then the ball's in your court, really. Don't apologize. But, yes, you
have to. They were friends for a long time, and he made her take it down. So that's what I'm saying. She just did something to be funny. And that's why I'm like, wait a minute, why are you doing this? Like, we're peaceful,
well,
and I didn't, you know.
Lady, there's your answer right there. See? There it is. That's the tea.
My own tea. That looks season 4, episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Okay, because I thought, I'm like, I thought he spoke to her. Okay. Well, if you say he didn't, then he didn't. Okay.
No. No, there's none of that. You're good. Hands down.
But does he think I overreacted, or he think I just care?
I think it's natural, but as long as you go to him and be like, I understand, I get it. You know, because we have friends. I have more guy friends than girlfriends, because you know how hard it is to make girlfriends. And I'm totally a dude most of the time. I'm just that way. So I know what you're talking about. And when my ex, he would get upset with my friends, he wouldn't understand. So it would cause big problem. We're not together because of that. So if you love him, you understand and respect the friendship. But as long as she's respecting the relationship and not butting in between, it should be okay. It's not overreacting. Go back to him and be like, I get it.
Oh, okay. So does he think I overreact, or he think I just care?
It may go a little bit both. So just smooth it on over. Butter his cup.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Changing lives, one tarot reading at a time.
That was nice.
That was a good one.
That was very good.
Fishing at night, bro. Literally, we're doing this. This is what we do.
Hey, I'll tell you about it. We're going to be talking on the phone. Dude. I'm not going to put my opinion on the radio.
Bro, I can't believe that just happened.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah. Clear cut, you know? Clear cut. Very good.
Done since we started doing this on
Do you think that was the best one?
Yeah, I think that was the best one. Like, I like her swag. I don't know.
I don't know. The two yesterday were pretty damn good.
I don't know. Just something about how you handled that one. Because I had my own opinion. Kind of smooth that one. You did your thing on that one.
Well, there's no lady. So, there's no one in his mind but her. And that showed up in the cards. But she's got the ball in her court. She'll know what to do. And yes, overreacting, we do that sometimes. And that can ruin relationships. So,
yeah,
she could just be like, yeah, babe, I get it, I'm sorry, you know. She don't have to apologize to the other girl. She knows. The other girl should know better. And sometimes we do.
Yeah,
we don't realize.
I got a feeling like she tried it, so.
But I think it worked.
Jealous, though, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, it's 12 a.m. Are we going to just do the rest of the week and do nighttime shows like we want to?
Bro, whatever you want to do. Like, I'm down. I'm going through my shit.
We can do 2-hour days.
Dude, like, once I get over this.
All right, well, it's midnight. I hear the wee one woke up, and my mom's entertaining her. And I think we did good. We were on here for her. I think we did good. We did what we came here for.
That was your best tarot reading since we've been doing this, so. In my opinion.
Really? We've done some pretty damn good ones, though.
I don't know. I just like how that one just... You know, when you start doing it, I just have a way. I just got my opinion how this is going to come out. And you handle that. And I like the way that. I just like the way that worked out.
It worked out well. I was very happy with the outcome, too. I like happy endings for people.
You like to take the women's side. And usually you don't give men any. I'm just being honest. You're not going to give men that much damn credit. For you to like come out, that was a good one. I mean, that was
true. He's not unfaithful to her, so he's not a piece of shit. So you know, hey, I can't lie.
You know how you know how we are, and I, you know how
yeah,
we
talk
about. Yeah,
I know, but the cards did not say that. I had to tell her what the cards say.
I understand. I just, you know, you didn't handle, like, from the beginning, you didn't handle it like that, you know, even before you knew what the card said. Usually you give the woman the benefit of the doubt. You say, throw the whole man out. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, most of the time I do say, sometimes you got to throw the whole man out in the garbage.
But you gave him the benefit of the doubt and let the cards do the talking. So that was good. Oh, that's why I liked it.
Well, he definitely needed that tarot reading to go well.
Because, look, I'm going to tell you about my opinion another day or whatever, dude. Because I have my experiences with dudes named that she just named them. But that was good. That was very good.
Well, that's what we do. All right. Well, that's the tea, ladies and gents. I hope that our listener got a good reading and feels much better. And I hope everything works out with that.
Did.
I heard that nice deep breath where she sighed at the end and was like, thank you. That's always the best part.
So. Yeah. Yeah, you can tell she's in love with him, and hopefully everything goes good.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay. She just needs to cool it a little bit, kind of, you know. I'm sorry. Come here, daddy.
You know.
Yeah.
There are nice guys out there, even though Zen don't give them any credit.
Guys. I know that. Not everyone's a piece of shit, but there are a lot of them. All right, well, there you go, guys. That's the show for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow around the same time. So we're doing night shows all week. Give the night people a chance. Yay! Because obviously people look for me at night.
Yeah. And then, even though you type in just letters and shit, so.
They're still coming. That's awesome. Because
yeah,
I put out that vibe. So, all right. I will see you tomorrow at work.
Yeah. Or I'll talk to you in the morning or whatever.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll call a bitch. All right, I'll see you later.
Bye. All right, bye. That's the tea, guys.
That is the tea.